What's up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes the silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome and a plethora of what the fuck moments. If you're new here, I appreciate you stopping by and chilling with me today. That's dope. Thank you. Make sure you guys go ahead and take a look at the titles of my past episodes, and you'll see that I cover a lot of random ass topics. We're talking true crime stories that don't always end in murder. We got paranormal experiences, funny drunken moments, blind dates gone wrong, and more. So welcome to Audible YouTube. Subscribe to this podcast and join in on the silly every Friday. Okay, so this is the part where I share what's new with me. And I'm sure this is the solo reason you all listen to this podcast. I'm sure you go, I wonder what is Amber going to say about her life this week? Or maybe not. That's fine. So if not, listen, I won't take that long, I promise. I wanted to share with my pro silly fam that I am loving my new job as a delivery driver. It feels so good to be around people again and leave the house, like walk out the door and be gone for hours. You know, it's great. And I know a lot of us have gotten used to working from home, especially because of COVID. And for me, my old job, when I was in Los Angeles, I was a live-in property manager, as I've mentioned 1,000 times before. And it was a decent job, but I was good at it. I was good at it. And to be honest with you, you don't have to like a job to be good at it. Just do it. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do. It is what it is. But I did a lot of work for this company, a lot of work for this particular job, and I didn't get much pay. It did provide me with a place to live, which is great, especially in Los Angeles, because everything is expensive as fuck. So I had my studio apartment, you know, and utilities were included in the building itself, because it was old as hell. We all shared one water heater and all that shit. But I didn't make enough money to save up, so I was stuck. You know, and it was a part-time job. So, but when you live in the building that you manage and you've got tenants and shit, when you're home, people assume you're always working. When you're home, you're on the clock. And that's not really the case. I had office hours. They were on the door, English and Spanish. And these motherfuckers did not give a shit. I tell you what, I remember one time, it was like my third week there. This bitch. Okay, so it's Saturday, like 6 in the morning, right? On a Saturday. First of all, I'm off on the weekends, and it was 6 in the morning. So it's just not the right time to wake somebody up. This bitch knocks on my door, just loud as fuck, one. Okay, like, pretty much, honestly, it was more like a bang. It's like she wanted me to fucking hear it, you know what I'm saying? I opened the door thinking, well, maybe it's an emergency or some shit, or someone's locked out of their apartment. I don't know, you know? And it wasn't even that. She wanted change for $1 so she could do her laundry. The fuck? First of all, not in my job description. I collect rent. If something breaks, I fix or replace it. Bada bing, bada boom. Bing bong. Understand? And so, anyways, that's one of the things that kind of pissed me the fuck off. Also, when she moved out, the entire apartment was infested with roaches, and not once for 2 years, actually longer than that, I was in that building for about 5 or 6 years, did not tell me that her apartment was infested with roaches when she moved out. And we offered a monthly service, you know, a preventative service, mind you. And if for some reason roaches got on your spot, we would take care of that. Bing, bam, boom, bing, bong. Because first of all, and she lived on the same floor as me, across the hall and down one apartment to the left. So if she had roaches, it was very possible for it to not only spread to the units around her or the building, but it could have gotten to my unit too, bitch. And I don't play that. Do not play it. Do not, you know. But she had so much stuff in her apartment, it was just like, the moment she moved out, I mean, they were everywhere. It was, ugh, It was horrible. Horrible. But she, and I remember, we even offered the service. I would knock on the door when it's time, because we would do it once a month, preventing the spraying, always in the hallways, in the laundry room, in the basement area, you know, all the common areas, that every time. And I would alternate five apartments each time they did this. Whenever it was her apartment's turn, she would decline. And I think she would do this because when you have, when you're getting your apartment sprayed for preventative measures or to take care of a problem that you have to prep your apartment a certain way. You have to move things away from the wall, take things out of your cabinets and drawers like that are in your kitchen, because we don't want to spray your the things that you eat with with chemicals, you know. And if you move everything from the walls, and we're just saying like maybe like a couple of like a few inches from the wall, so that long metal rod thing that they use to spray the chemicals out of can get to the baseboards, you know. She didn't want to do that, so this bitch lived with roaches. Like, it's crazy. And I didn't even notice how bad it was until she moved out and all of her things were gone, you know. And the insane part is that kind of like drove me wild is when they moved, I'm thinking there's no way they didn't pack up some roaches and take them to their new home. There's no way they didn't. There's no way they didn't. Anyways, didn't like the job, but was very good at it. Didn't really get, let's move on. So anyways, for me, it felt like a 24-hour job where I was paid bi-weekly and each check was around $330. So I was barely making $700 a month in Los Angeles. What the fuck? The land of expensive. Everything is expensive. Everything. Studio apartments in LA could range from $1,000 to $1,500 a month, okay? $1,000 to $1,500 a month. Think about that. My apartment was most likely the size of your bedroom, okay? Hell, and depending on what part of Los Angeles you were living in, it could have been more than that. West Hollywood or Hollywood itself, probably more. Beverly Hills, etc. You know what I'm saying? And parking for your car is not guaranteed. It's not. And if your place has parking included, then guess what? Your rent just went up another $200 goddamn. That also doesn't include utilities for some places. Some of them don't include, water, gas, or trash, or electricity. Sometimes you gotta pay for that on the outside. You know what I'm saying? And getting a place where utilities is all included, it can be hard to find, because when people find those places, they do not move out. They stay there forever, especially if it's rent controlled. Okay? Oh my God. And don't forget gas for your car, food, parking tickets, because you will get a few. It is impossible to live in Los Angeles and not experience a few parking tickets a couple of times a year. It's impossible. You have to. It's going to happen. And those are usually over $70. And after 21 days, they guess what? They double. And it's a good thing that weed is legal there, so you can forget for a second how much money you don't have that you are always spending there. Okay. Oh, and include the cost of weed. But that shit is hilariously the cheapest thing on the list that I just mentioned about Los Angeles, the city of take all my money. Sorry, I meant to say Los Angeles, the city of angels. Anywho, my new job pays more, actually has benefits, and room for me to grow. Also, when I'm off work, I am off work. They don't bother me when I leave, you know? Yeah. Also, I got a snazzy uniform, which I look amazing in. And I'm starting to feel like myself again. I just got to figure out how to repair my shitty love life and lose some weight. And then everything will fall into place. Everything will be perfect once I lose weight. Get me a boo. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good, you know? Anyways, thanks for listening to my blah, blah, blah corner. I appreciate my non-skippers who stick with me in the beginning. So let's go ahead and get on with the show. It's been long enough. Last week we had ourselves a good old-fashioned true crime episode, except no one was killed, but they were certainly weird and also gross. We talked about a serial pooper. Yes, you heard right. You heard correctly. A serial pooper. The word poop. Shit. Shitter. Serial shitter. We also discussed a few people who may need to learn to masturbate at home. That's literally exactly what last week's episode was about. I know it's weird. It's also the most I'm willing to tell you. You're going to have to check it out for yourself and join in on the sleared. Yeah. The sleared. You're damn right. That's silly and weird put together as one word. Sleared. Yep. Yeah, it sounded cooler in my head, but that's fine. If you haven't already, check out that episode and subscribe to this podcast because I post every Friday and you never know what the topic will be. But you do know you'll be interested. It will be fun. It'll be silly because I take my silliness what? Seriously. So today, let's have some more fun. Why not? You know, this is what we're all about here. Okay, so let me ask you guys this. You know how we all like to check reviews of places online before we actually go there and spend our money? You know, or before a you know, something like that. Perhaps before we make an appointment with a specific doctor. You know, maybe we want to see if these cameras work well. What's the review on this Apple Watch? Right? You know, things like that. We want to know before we spend our money, which, let me just say before I move on, I fucking love ZocDoc.com, by the way. I love them. But no, this is not an ad. They're not sponsored. They have no idea that I exist. I don't even have an account, bro. I looked up for my doctor, the doctors that I've recently seen in the last few months, and I checked their reviews on ZocDoc. I didn't even sign in. I have no account there. They don't email me shit. I used it for free as a guest. I don't know how many times you can do it, but if I don't have to sign in, I'll continue to be using it the way I do. Anywho, ZocDoc, find you a dope-ass doctor. Check their reviews. See how they treat their patients. So, oh, guys, by the way, did you know that you can review medical professionals on Google? Or at the very least, their doctor's office? Like, I didn't even think about that. I never thought about that because I also checked them for the reviews on the doctors that I currently have and even left one of my doctors a review, my chiropractor actually, on Google review. So yeah, that's a thing you can do. Anyway, guys, today we're going to take a look at some interesting reviews and their hilarious responses from the person or business that they reviewed. Now, some of them, you know, people, I've read a lot of them in doing research for this episode, you know, and I just picked a few. All right, this podcast is not going to be over an hour long like it normally is. It'll probably be about 30, 35 minutes. I don't know. But anyways, some of them have really creative responses that I've read as I was doing the research for this episode. And it was a lot of fun. I think you guys are going to love it. But as always, before we get started with these hilarious reviews, I'd like to ask you guys to give this podcast a 5-star and written review on whichever podcast platform that you're using right now. Yes. And if you're listening with Apple Podcasts, my fate is in your hands. Because let's face it, all podcasters know this. Apple Podcasts, they're the gods of podcasts, of the podcasting community. They run everything. They run the show. And the more 5-star and written reviews that podcasters get, the more people will listen to that podcast. And it'll even help their podcast be suggested to new listeners. Drink every time I say podcast. And recently I found out that Spotify has started allowing podcasts to be reviewed as well. So shoot me a 5-star over there too. If you can, that will be great. I would love Spotify Podcasts and Apple Podcasts to be like, yo, the Professionally Silly Podcast is the most hilarious podcast, top 100 in the country. That will be dope. But I'm never, ever, ever going to make those amazing lists without getting and earning more listeners, without you amazing humans leaving those reviews. So those of you that have taken the time to leave me a 5-star and written review, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you! Thank you so much. So shoot me a 5-star review when you can. That'd be dope as hell. It'll be fucking titties. I would love it. Also, as always, check out this podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. I do post photos pertaining to my episodes there, and sometimes I post other random things. You don't want to miss that. Once again, Instagram page, oh, and Twitter page is at It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. It's Pro Silly. All right, so let's go ahead and get on with this episode. This is a long-ass intro. Sorry about that. So, I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there, that Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes, or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye, anxiety, and hello, sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. Okay, this first review and its response, this first review and its response is a great way to start. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Oh my God. Okay. So it's coming from boardpanda.com. And as you guys know, it's one of my favorite sites. So we have a 1-star review from a guy who had a lot to say about his experience, at this restaurant. But the restaurant had an interesting response that made this reviewer look, well, like a complete asshole, which he was. Okay, so they blurred out his name, so I don't know his name, but it says here, ordered a waffle to find a fingernail and a hair on my food. Absolutely shocking customer service, as I was told I would have to wait another hour to get a fresh one. I asked for a refund, but never received one. Wouldn't send my worst enemy here. First of all, before I read the owner's response, let me just say, this review is lacking punctuations, some things are misspelled, and the only reason I was able to read it the way I was is because I read it before I recorded it when I chose it, so I knew what they were trying to say and what was going on, but yeah, it's horrible. Anyway, let's read the response from the owner. This is so great. Owner says, our restaurant is not open yet, so this is impossible. We open May 12th, just in case anyone thinks this is remotely true. Ain't that some shit? Like, what the fuck? It's crazy to think that people leave bad reviews just to leave a bad review. I mean, I guess when you think about it, it's not that weird. I mean, I get tons of negative comments and commentaries on my social media posts because, you know, I am on social media and I have a relatively, I have a small following, but you know, to the average person, they would say my following is large. Anyway, my comment, especially my TikTok videos. Oh my God. Oh my God. People feel bold as fuck. Bold as fuck. So they try you online behind the safety of their screens. They say shit to you that they wouldn't, on comments and reviews and all that kind of shit you know, things that they would never, never say to your goddamn face. Never. You know what I'm saying? So why not a fake bad review? You know what I mean? I mean, the place hadn't even opened yet. Like, I'm glad they responded and set things straight. If you're going to leave a bad review and a fake one at that, maybe check when they open. Make sure they're in business or that they were even running in the hours that you said you were there. You know what I'm saying? Don't go on Chick-fil-A and leave a bad review. I went there on Sunday and they were so rude. First of all, Chick-fil-A isn't open on Sundays. Everybody fucking knows this. It's annoying as hell, but we know why. It's just annoying as hell. Like, I always want Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. I don't even eat it that much. Sometimes I'll go like a few months without having Chick-fil-A. And then some random Sunday, you know what I want? Some Chick-fil-A. That'd be nice right now. And also, let me just say this, okay? Since Chick-fil-A is currently the subject topic here. Their macaroni and cheese, bussin', okay? That shit slaps. So, I know it's weird to say that because Chick-fil-A is technically a fast food restaurant, but their mac and cheese, it slaps. I have not had any mac and cheese from Chick-fil-A that I have not enjoyed. It slaps. It's fucking titties, and you need to try it. All right, let's move on to this next one here. How about that? Okay, so this next one is coming from Laura, and this was this year, actually. No, I'm sorry, it was last year. It's not 2021 anymore, is it? It's 2022. Okay, so Laura had something to say about a restaurant that she visited. Laura says, the food was terrible. I ordered a chicken dish and got small pieces of battered dry chicken mixed with battered prawns. Totally ruined this dish. Good job, I'm not allergic to prawns. I won't be ordering from them again. So, as you saw, the last sentence was a little weird there. We'll talk about that in a second. But the response from the restaurant's great. They say, hi, Laura. Will you please open your eyes and read the descriptions? You ordered the special sweet and sour, which contains king prawns. You got what you ordered, so how is this our fault? The food was fresh and perfectly cooked. We are good, but mind reading the stupid is not one of our skills. That was petty and gorgeous. I loved it. See, this is some dumb shit right here, okay? Because I forgot that restaurants are amazing mind readers. Like, everyone knows this. Every restaurant has the ability to read your mind the moment you walk in the door. I am being sarcastic. That is not true. Also, in the review, Miss Laura says, good job, I'm not allergic to prawns. Maybe she was trying to say, good thing, I'm not allergic to prawns. Or, good job, I'm allergic to prawns. I don't know what she was trying to say. But I mean, bitch, if you're not allergic to prawns, then what's the problem? It sounds like everything went well. The restaurant was did their job, right? Also, the restaurant is 100% correct, okay? Like, sometimes when I go out to eat with friends or family or someone I know, and it's that one person that you just hate going out to eat with, they always have something to complain about, they always send shit back, they always make, you know, that one, I hate it. You know, and some of them, they never actually read the ingredients of what's in the meals they order. A lot of restaurants these days tell you, oh, it's a burger. It comes with pickles, cheese, tomatoes, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? They usually tell you what's in it. Oh, well, the Surf and Turf, it's going to have chicken, steak, lobster, shrimp. You know what I'm saying? It tells you what's going to be in the meals that you order. You know, and it's just, I don't know. It's just, some people just never actually read the ingredients of the shit that they're getting, which is an example of the story that we just read, you know. And I have to say that it is so frustrating how quickly people will leave a bad review for any reason at all. Some people actually have a bad day prior to going somewhere and they take out their bad day. They take that out on the review that they leave because maybe a server didn't bring them a straw fast enough or some stupid shit like that. You know, one star. He didn't bring my straw out with my drink. What a stupid imbecile. It's just stupid shit like that. And it happens. It really does happen. And apparently, some people even leave reviews for places they've never even visited before. It's crazy. Ugh, anyone. On to the next one. All right, next one here. Shout out to thethings.com for this gem. We have another app. You know what? I just realized that as I said the word gem, I'm looking at my script right now. And I spelled it correctly, G-E-M. But there's so many different types of gem. You've got gem, the name, J-I-M. You've got gem like a stone, G-E-M. Then you've got like gem like I'm going to the gym. Gem, Y-M. Wow. G-Y-M. And I'm thinking to myself, shit, man, the English language is hard as fuck. You know, these are three different things spelled three different ways, but sound exactly the fucking same. And people be getting on others who are not originally from this country and their first language is something else. You know, it's crazy. And there are people who have been here their entire lives and still don't know the fucking difference between there, and there. The fuck? You know, and no, you can't say meese for moose just because you say geese for goose. Get over yourself. And give people a goddamn break when they don't know English very well. Because some of you bitches are born and raised here and still can't form a complete goddamn sentence. Anyway, let's go on to this review. So we have another asshole trying to destroy someone's livelihood because the restaurant did exactly what they were supposed to do. Let's get into it. Okay, so it reads, and this is coming from Mark. Looks like it's back in 2013. And it says here, I live in, and then they blurred that part out, and really wanted to like this place, but frankly, it smells. Maybe if you sit outside, you can't smell the nastiness, but inside it's gross. It smells like it has been there for 50 years and never been cleaned, but it's a newer place. What? Some of the staff looked cracked out. Looks like something you'd find in Looks like something you find in a seedy part of town. They didn't put the word in, so it threw me off. I will avoid this place in the future, and there are plenty of other places in the area to have a better experience. So, clearly, first of all, again, we have someone else who can't write sentences correctly, and I'm sure Mark, this asshole, has probably definitely said, if not thought, when he's come across others from different learn our language! Bitch, you learn our language, Mark, you whore. I don't know why I called him a whore, it just felt good. Anyways, the restaurant responded. Okay, this is coming from management. They said, hi, Mark. Thank you so much for your valuable input. Quick question for you. Which part made it smell worse? The part where we didn't serve you any alcohol or the part where you harassed the female staff by exposing your chest hair in lieu of showing your ID? Next time you want a Miller Lite, please bring appropriate ID that is required when you go to a bar and we'll gladly serve you. Ah, snap. Ah, snappity snapple. Okay, so, well, Mark, you're an asshole. We'll start with that. Next review. no, I'm kidding. So I do like how the person responded to this comment. I really do because it was sarcastic as fuck, but to the point. I love sarcasm. It's the best. It's the best. And also, I'm really, as you guys know from my Operation Fireball episode, listen, it is so hard to be a woman. I explained this to you, men. I explained how it feels for us, you know, so I'm really sick of men who think it's okay to harass female servers or bartenders or any woman for that matter, because we are not objects and pieces of ass that you can grab and use up whenever the fuck you please. Understand this. Yes, my titties are amazing. I'm aware of that, but you're not allowed to touch them. You're not allowed to stalk me. You're not allowed to mention them to me unless I bring them up first. If I walk up to you and say, sir, check out these titties. What do you think? then you can say whatever the fuck you want to say. I asked for it at that point. But don't come up to me and be like, look at them motherfucking titties you got in that chest, bitch. No one has ever actually said that to me. I have no idea why that's the example that I provided. But it is what it is, okay? I hate myself right now. Okay, so, that's just how I feel. The shit pisses me off. You know, what am I trying to say? Just respect women. Don't be a dick. All right? All right. So also, let me say this. In regards to the response of this manager who responded to Mark. I've never met a Mark that wasn't an asshole. Also, the fact that he exposed his chest hair to prove that he was over 21 is ridiculous. That's not gonna help, all right? Especially these days. Because teenagers don't look their age anymore. Middle schoolers look like they're in their 20s, and high schoolers look like they're senior citizens. I don't know what to tell you. It's crazy. It is what it is, okay? It's crazy. So, pretty much, guys, everyone, before you bone anyone, just double-check their IDs. Make sure it's real. Is the hologram there? Are they at least 21 or older? Take a look at it. If you live in a state where you're under 21 and their license is vertical instead of horizontal, there's a good fucking clue for you. Take a look at that, you know? I know that she's pretty and she's got a great smile, but she could be 16. Just, you know, or vice versa. He could be 16. Be careful. Be careful. Okay. Professionally silly life rules. All right. So, oh my God. So like I said, you know, kids these days don't look their age. Hell man, I am in my 30s. And every time I tell someone that and they're actually in front of me and I'm speaking to them, they always look at me like they think I'm lying. Girl, you ain't in your 30s. Shut up. No, I am. I'm old as fuck and it is what it is. I just have a young face and I hope that it stays that way for quite some time. Because I do look like I'm still in college. It's great. I love it. Okay. So the man was exposing his chest like a goddamn ape. Like, what the fuck? But you have to give it up for the restaurant's response because they didn't even say that he couldn't come back. They didn't. They told him to bring the appropriate ID that's required. And they will gladly serve him. Like, what the fuck? I gotta say, whoever wrote this is definitely, most certainly, a bigger person than I am. Because I probably would have banned that guy from my fucking place. I'm like, fuck you. I don't need your money. Other people who are not you have money too. Take your chest hair and be gone. That's how I feel about it. Get the fuck out of here. All right, let's move on to the next one. All righty, we got another story here coming from, was it Tourism Tiger? TourismTiger.com. 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 We have a reviewer who was served some sarcasm, which, as you guys know, is my favorite language. I am bilingual. I speak English and sarcasm. And, you know, maybe I might be trilingual because I speak asshole too. I'm not even sure whose side I'm on dealing with this particular review. And you'll see what I mean in a second. It's kind of like, I don't know who to be like, yeah, you tell them. You know, I don't know who to say that to. who to direct that feeling towards. You know what I'm saying? So the title of this one is No Show. This is a review of Lower East Side History Project walking tours. I'm not sure exactly where it is. It doesn't say that here. But it's coming from someone, and they read, nonprofit organization, which they incorrectly spelled. just saying, there are no, some punctuations are missing. Let me go ahead and say that, things are that are supposed to be capitalized or not, like the beginning of sentences. give me a break here. I'm going to do the best that I can. It says nonprofit organization. Maybe that's why no one could be bothered turning up. We fit this in our very busy week in New York City as it was something as it was something me and my partner really wanted to do on our holiday of a lifetime. It was raining lightly, and on our booking confirmation, it said, check your emails if weather gets bad. So we checked and didn't have an email. It was only very light raining, so we rushed down from Midtown and grabbed some food on the go, so not to be late for the tour. After waiting a few minutes, another family also turned up, and we waited and waited. The guy from the other family found a number on their website. They spelled their wrong, pointing that out. On their website, and called them, but no answer. We were gutted, as we really wanted the tour and would have booked with someone else if we would have known. We picked these. Oh, I guess I meant to say them. We picked them because we thought they were the best. Was a shame and a waste of our time. Okay, that's what we got there. By the way, the there that they use was T-H-E-R-E. We're talking about something that's like they're possessive of something. It's their website. We all know which there it should be. I fucking hope. oh my God. I hope my listeners know the differences between there, and there. Okay. So, this is the manager of the Lower East Side History Project walking tour who responded to their review. And it reads, and I quote, maybe you didn't get my message that I was attacked by a dog and required a plastic surgeon to reattach my lip. Sorry, your vacation was ruined. And they use the correct your. So I'm very proud of this person. But I'm sure you see what I mean. Like, I completely understand why the reviewer was upset. I'm thinking that they clearly didn't get the message that the tour guide was attacked by a dog. I would like to think that they're good people and that if they had known that, they probably would not have left the review. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sorry about homie's lip. You know, I'm attached to my lips too. I love them. They're mine. They're great. I don't want a dog to rip them off my face. I'm also glad that a plastic surgeon was able to reattach that bitch. That's fantastic. But now you get why I'm not sure whose side to take here. I'm going to need more information before a decision can be made. I need to know more. God. I do understand that they're upset. But also, as we know, there are people who leave fake reviews. There are people who just have a bad time and don't give a shit. There are people who just enjoy leaving bad reviews. They just love it. You know, and the moment you give them the slightest reason to, he gave me one napkin instead of three. You know, like, things like that. Sometimes there's just not a valid reason or a valid logical reason for a bad review. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to need more information before I can make a decision on this one. Once again, boardpanda.com hooks us up with another interesting read. So it reads, they blurred out the name, so I don't know who it is. They gave a 1-star on this particular review. Maggots in the food and how disgusting the place looks inside. That's not even a sentence. I can't imagine the amount of bacteria hidden inside. Okay, so the manager of this particular restaurant responded, and it's great. I love it. Initially, when I saw this review, I was very worried that there was a problem in the kitchen. I asked the head chef, the line cooks, the dishwasher, and the servers if they knew what dish this was. Nobody could figure out what it was. The owner also tried to reach out to you with no luck. I looked at your previous Yelps to get an idea of who I was dealing with, and I saw a picture you posted of a burger with a 1-star review of blank blank, they blurted out, bar and grill in blank blank, wherever the fuck that is. I did a reverse image search, and it turns out that it is a stock photo available over the web with a keyword search for rotten hamburger. So immediately, nothing you say has any bearing anymore. You need to find a hobby, maybe get a cat, something to occupy your time, other than writing false and inflammatory Yelp reviews of various local businesses trying to make a living. Burn! Suck on that. Why don't people say burn anymore? Like, I know that was like a big thing with Kelso on that 70s show, and it was dope. He'd be like, burn! I used to love that shit. I used to say it a lot, too. I think I'm going to bring that back. All right, so let's get back to the review. So this is completely insane to me. The fact that the person would use a Google searched photo of a meal that the restaurant doesn't even serve is completely weird. It's weird. It's odd. It's strange. It's fucked up. And I don't understand. And good on the manager for checking around and investigating and trying to see if there's anything that he could do to fix this. You know what I mean? He checked with the staff and even went to the Yelp account, to the reviewer's Yelp account to see what kind of person this reviewer actually was. And I honestly think that this person probably was trying to get free food and possibly has tried this at several restaurants, leaving fake bad reviews so that they would, I don't know, compensate them with free food or something like that because of the fake bad review. People don't realize that things like this can ruin someone's livelihood all because you want some free chicken tenders or whatever. Like, come on. Also, the manager was absolutely correct. Absolutely. Cats are a wonderful, wonderful time. They're great. Samantha, my cat, occupies my time all the time. It's great. It's fantastic. And I'm sure he probably said that as a dig to the person who left the review. It was probably meant as a negative thing, but I decided that I'm not offended. I decided that I'm not going to be offended. It was not aimed towards me, especially because cats are awesome and hilarious as fuck. And there is a reason that funny cat videos are one of the most watched things on the internet because they're hilarious, adorable, loyal, silly. I love them. And I'm not saying that I love cats more than dogs. I actually love them equally. I've had dogs growing up. I've had hamsters. I've had fish. But so far, Samantha, my cat, she is definitely on the top three lists of all the animals that I've had. Definitely. And she's dope. And she's my little fur baby. Yes, she is. Hey, mama. What you doing? Coochie, coochie. Okay. Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into this outro because that was embarrassing and weird and I kind of want to get past it. All right. If there is anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's you can't tell how exhausted I fucking am by my voice. I am giving you everything I have. I'm so tired. And I apologize if I was talking too fast because I'm like, I gotta record this so I can go to sleep. I'm tired as fuck. I've been up for like 11 hours today. I'm tired. Okay, so like, let's get back to the real thing. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't leave fake ass reviews on people's businesses. They might call you the fuck out, and I hope that they do. I loathe trolls. Hate them with everything in my body. Hate them. Hate them. Internet trolls. They can all burn in hell. So, you guys remember that jackass Marty? The one that left me a bad podcast review? Nay, I changed that. This motherfucker took the time to email me a bad review that he wrote in the body of the email. Wrote himself. Which was completely ridiculous as fuck. Like, he wanted to make sure that I saw it. He sent it to my email. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, check out the podcast episode that I did April 9th of 2021. And the episode is called Petty Revenge Stories. And I read the dumbass review that oversized mayo packet emailed me. And that was rude, but it's true. And then I was petty as shit about the entire situation, hence, you know, the name of that particular episode. And I did exactly what the people in this podcast episode did. I called his dumbass out, and it was amazing. So don't be a dick to people for no reason. There's another professionally silly life rule. Don't be a dick. Don't do that. I want to go ahead and thank you guys so much for listening. I'm glad that you're here with me today, or I guess tonight. Thank you so much, for chilling with me. And if you're new, I appreciate you giving me a fair shot, giving my little podcast a chance. And hope you decide to come back. You know what I'm saying? And I know that you guys are really used to me posting on Friday mornings, but if you've heard my last few episodes, then you know that I have a new job and my hours are very different than they've been in the last year. And I'm trying to kind of navigate these hours, you know, having a complete full-time job where there's a long commute and also continue my podcast and my YouTube channels, both of them, you know, because I get up at 3:30 a.m. for work. And I drive 45 minutes to get there, and I spend 8 hours inside of a truck driving all over Georgia. Legit, like the last week I've been to Norcross, Georgia, Peachtree City, Fayetteville, Riverdale, Duluth, Decatur, like all over the fucking spectrum. And if you're from the Atlanta area, then you know, like, that's all over the fucking place. You know what I mean? That's all over the fucking place. And then I drive 45 minutes to get back home, and by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. It's exhausting driving all day, because you're constantly, like, you have to be cognizant of what you're doing at all times. Your mind is tired, your body is kind of sore from lifting all the heavy stuff that you're delivering. It's a lot. Yeah, bitch, be tired. Shit. So anyways, rather than canceling my podcast so I can make this money, I decided to change the time frame of which episodes are posted. So far, I've been able to keep up with my content, which has not been easy, but just, you know, done at different times or different time frames or maybe even different days sometimes. But I'm getting it done somehow. I just don't sleep. I don't sleep. Sleeping, if I slept, nothing would get done. So check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram once again at It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. And feel free to post stuff there. You know, it's our little silly forum, you know. And these are also the places where I'll let you know any information regarding this podcast that you need to know, including if it's going to be late or something like that. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you would like to share here, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can literally be about anything you want as long as it's interesting, you know, paranormal stuff. Maybe you have a hometown true crime story. Maybe you opened a bottle what do you call that shit? Champagne, and you gave your brother a black eye. Maybe you found a foot in the basement, just like a random human foot just sitting there. I don't know. You can have weird stories. Send them in. I want them. You can just, my email is down in the show notes. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Just copy and paste that bitch. I know it's a long one. I should have thought about that more thoroughly when I was making it, but it's too late now. So it's in there. Send in your stories. You can also leave me a message on the Anchor app, a voice message there, or you can utilize my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast, unless you're not into that. Let me know. But I would love to hear from you. That'd be dope. So once again, guys, thank you so much for chilling with me and coming back every week. I'm so glad that you're here. You have no idea. And if this is, once again, your first time listening, I do hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, you know, iTunes, whatever, if you've got that, and Spotify. That'd be fantastic. And share this podcast with a friend. Let them know that they would enjoy themselves, man. Share the silly with as many people as you can. Let them know that this podcast is available literally everywhere. Like, what? Like, a dozen platforms at this point. Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, Podbean, and more. I'm all over this bitch. Okay? And leaving a 5-star and written review on these platforms is the best way. The best way to support your favorite podcaster. So make sure you guys are doing that not only for me, but the other podcasts that you listen to. Help them out. Let the world know that you enjoy what they're doing, that you appreciate their hard work, whatever their platform is about. Do that. Also, guys, check out in the show notes For some bonus information, my social media stuff is down there. I made sure to include my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and other things like that. It's all in one spot. Do it. Do it. I just posted a video not long ago on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel where I did an unboxing in a series that I have on my show called I'll Try That. It's my unboxing. I'll Try That series. I'm lying. Sorry. That's one of my series, though, where I try things that are unexpected. you know, drinks, foods, activities. I meant to say what's in my box. Holy fuck. My unboxing series is called What's in My Box. Look, I'm tired, damn it. Anyways, the video that I posted this past Wednesday, or was it Wednesday? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. I don't know. Anyways, I posted this past Wednesday. Sounds a long ass pause. I posted this, I think it was this past Wednesday. I don't know. There was an unboxing where, an unboxing video where one of my subscribers sent me like a lot of things. It was a lot of fun and I really appreciate it. And I recently just got more things in the mail, that I plan on opening on camera on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. I think you guys would really enjoy it. And, I did post an I'll Try That video where I went ahead and I tried out Snoop Dogg's 19 Crimes Cali Red Wine. And that shit slapped. It was great. It was so damn good. God damn it, it was good. So check out the Professionally Silly podcast and check out my I'll Try That playlist as well as my What's in My Box playlist. But just know that 19 Crimes wine, the Cali Red with Snoop Dogg, had 14.1% alcohol in that bitch. That was the alcohol content that's in here. And I gotta tell you, oh my God, when I tell you how lit I was after just a couple of glasses, it was fantastic. Yeah, I felt like a rich bitch named Erica. It was great. Also, your girl is on Cameo. And if you're interested in that and you would like some shout outs or, you know, a personalized video message for you, a friend or a family member or whatever, let me know on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. Okay, I've done a few of them so far and it's a lot of fun. And all the information that you need to know, including prices and all that, is on Cameo. The link to that is also in the show notes. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending things or whatever, my P.O. box is, write this down, Amber Smiles Jones. Smiles is spelled with an S, not a Z. I know I'm black, but I spell things correctly. P.O. box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. That's also in the show notes. And you can send me, again, anything you want, and I will open it right here on air. And I will definitely, definitely open it on my YouTube channel, because that's normally where I post things. But so far, no one has sent anything to me for the podcast. So right now, the YouTube viewers are kind of kicking my podcast listeners. They're kicking your ass, guys. They're all up in there. You know, if you do decide to send anything, it's a letter or what have you, let me know if you want it to be on the podcast or the YouTube channel when I open it. Let me know in an email when you're like, oh, I sent you something. Make sure you share this on your podcast or make sure you share this on your YouTube channel. Let me know. Okay. Let me know. Let me know. That's a good Aaliyah song. All right, once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can, and come take it seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.